kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
After 2 years?
Yeah, I think 1 year for me. I'm not sure if you've met Jeremy.
1 year.
1 year for me.
So, matapos ang isang taon mula nung una mong concert, nagbabalik si Sabrina at si Jeremy sa unang pagkakataon. Kamusta?
Hello. Kamusta? Mabuti.
So, maraming salamat, Jeremy. At Sabrina, mahigit isang taon na ang nakalipas.
Yes,
so, anong
yes.
feeling nung stage mo yung una mong concert magkatapos nung lahat ng iyon?
It was out of this world. It was an out-of-body experience. It was just beaming with happiness, accomplishment. And it was really great to see a lot of the Filipino community that have supported me in the past and that I've performed for to come and support all of us during that concert.
So yung first main concert mo para sa mga Pinoy.
Yes, my first large solo concert, yeah.
At kung di ako nagkakamala, yun din yung naging stepping stone para i-pursue mo full-time yung singing.
Yes, yeah. Since then, it's become quite full-time actually. Yeah.
Dahil dati nagtatrabaho ka, may day job ka pa.
Yes.
So ngayon yung day job mo ay pagturo rin ng pagkanta.
Tama yeah, mo? So I still do that. It's still music, so all around everything I do is all music, which is great.
But you and Jeremy, kayo ay isang tinatag nating wedding performers. So yes. Ang wedding singer at ang wedding gitarista.
That's yes. right.
So busy na naman kasi December.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's very busy. It's wedding season, so everyone's getting married in the spring, summertime. Not many people like to get married in winter. So yeah.
We understand now, why.
Yeah.
So when does it start normally, the busyness of the season?
Maybe like October.
Yeah.
Around about October. It spots in and then goes full on from there.
So how did you find each other?
We knew a mutual person, a yep. mutual friend of ours, and Jeremy needed a singer and I needed an accompanist, so it, you know, came hand in hand when we were introduced, and it kind of just worked.
So obviously there. Through the years, you guys working together, you've already built up a rapport, but initially, was it hard or was it easy to get to know each other, Jeremy?
Not really. Like, I remember the first rehearsal we had. I knew immediately the first song, we sounded good. Like, and then from then on, it was just got better and better and better. So
yeah, rehearsals yeah. were quite easy. I mean, our rehearsal time is really good. We practice separately, so individually, and we come together and go over just the, you know, the small details of songs, which is
so
great.
To be a team, you really have to blend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you really have to, let's say, get each other.
Yeah, that's right. And also, there's a lot involved in doing a wedding. There's a lot of logistics involved and organisation. And, you know, we both help out. We both do everything 50-50, setting up the PA system and liaising with clients.
Oh, you don't have people doing that?
No, we do that. We have a handheld battery-operated PA system that we take, because often we have to play sometimes in the park and then we move across to the reception. So yeah, there's a lot involved behind the scenes, and we both chip in, you know, evenly. So awesome. That's why it's one of the reasons we've gone on so long is that we both good help teamwork. Each other out. Yeah, exactly.
So Sabrina, habang nakagown ka, bit-bit mo yung mga... Yun yung tinatag nilang wapoys. So you'd have to be in your sneakers when you set up?
I'm wearing little heels, so it's... Yeah, it's a bit easier than, you know, wearing the full-blown heels, but I can't wear sneakers, of course, at a wedding.
So mainly, sino yung mga clients nyo, Jeremy? Is it Filipinos?
It's a mixture, really. I mean, a lot of our referrals have come through word of mouth, and also Facebook has been a really big driver of business for us. So people will contact us on the Facebook page. You can find it on Facebook at Acoustici. And people will message us and say, I'm interested, I'm getting married next year, could you give us a quote? And, you know, we'll get back to them. And then a bit of back and forth, and we end up, you know, booking a wedding for them.
So what was the busiest day for you guys?
Oh, maybe busiest weekend. Once we had three weddings on, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we had one in Yarra Valley, one in the city, and then back to Yarra Valley. I feel like we're always there because a lot of people get married at Yarra
it's
Valley.
A perfect it's perfect place to get
popular. Yeah.
So in a day, you'd only have one wedding?
Yes.
Because?
We've had separate functions, but for a wedding, you have to be quite dedicated, especially that we're doing ceremony. Sometimes we do reception, and there's a lot of time in between where before we'd have to do sound checking and, you know, check the acoustics of our
speakers. So it's not just during the reception, but you'd also be there during the ceremony.
Usually we are. We specialize in the ceremony because that's when acoustic music really shines, whereas reception, sometimes they'd opt for like a DJ or more dancey music.
So sabi nyo kanina yung at last, yung isa sa mga most popular requests sa wedding.
Yeah.
Ano pa?
So I think we were chatting before. We said 1,000 years is a big one, especially for the entrance of the bride.
Yeah. Shania Twain is a big one.
Shania Twain.
People still love that song.
From this moment.
From this moment. Ed Sheeran is a big one.
A massive
one. He's got a lot of, you know, big wedding songs.
Like Michael, Perfect.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a huge one.
I think every song of his is quite romantic.
Yeah.
And Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé as well. Yep. Yeah, all the romantics.
Yeah, all the romantics.
From the songs that you've been mentioning, it's usually like the millennials, is it, as they say, that get married? Like 20-somethings.
Yeah, now it is. Yeah,
majority is, but there's all kinds of walks of life that are getting married, and it's always such a good opportunity to be a part of it.
From memory, who was the oldest couple that you...
Oh. It was probably quite recently, I think mid-40s or something. Yeah, Aussie couple that we played for. Yeah, and it was a beautiful wedding.
Was it where you sang Shania Twain?
Yes. Yeah. I think it was, actually. Yeah, that was an older hit from the 90s. Yeah. So, yeah, they tend to choose those types of songs.
Did they ask you to sing something from, like, the New Wave era or Spandau Ballet or...?
Oh, no, that's going back. I think that would be 50s, maybe.
No!
But I love Spandau Ballet. They're great. Yeah.
Can you sing us one of the most popular requests? Another popular request?
Sure. It's a big one.
darling, you look perfect tonight. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
This year, I probably heard that song sang here in this studio like at least three times.
Chosen another one maybe.
That's all right, it's beautiful. Yeah. Like every time you hear it, it's sang by someone else,
it's different.
Yeah, that's and it right. gives a different meaning.
That's right.
When you do these things, do you have to speak to the bride and groom, like do a get to know session with them so you know what approach you'll be doing?
Yeah, definitely.
Usually they personalize their ceremony by choosing, you know, their songs for when they walk in, when they sign their witness papers, and when they exit. So usually every now and again we'd learn something new that's not usually part of our repertoire. And it makes it all the more personal to get to know, you know, the couple.
It's so much different now from when I got married. You just had to sing the wedding march or play yeah. the wedding march, and when you're in the church you'd have to sing, you know, religious songs or yeah. you know, so it's more, I think, personalized now, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, it's yeah, getting more sure. progressive, and yeah, people like to play the pop songs and songs that, you know, are special to them.
What makes a successful wedding gig for you?
I'd say a lot of the time people don't think about the timing of music, they just think of what it is, but we have to work with the celebrant or whoever is marrying them to get the timing precisely. So the wedding march, how many bridesmaids they have, the signing, how long it goes for, and of course the exit as well. So we have to watch and be very careful with timing.
So it's like being in an operating room.
Yeah,
like
live.
Like a surgeon.
And that's the benefit of live music, really, yeah. is as opposed to playing it on a CD player or MP3, sometimes the bride may take a little bit longer to walk down the aisle, or maybe they'll take a little bit longer to sign the papers, so we'll just do an extra verse or a chorus and play until required. Because you wouldn't be able to do that if you were just a DJ. It's a bit different.
Coming into December, is it a very busy month?
Yeah, we've done quite a few weddings already, and a lot of people book far in advance. So
has anyone booked for Christmas Day or Boxing Day?
Not at this stage.
Last year they've booked between Christmas and New Year's, so that little pocket in between usually is crazy busy.
Yeah.
Someone got married in between that gap last year, so I think that's the most busiest time.
And that was the time when you wanted to go on a holiday and you couldn't.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes they book up to 2 years in advance.
Yeah.
We've got bookings 2 years in our calendar. So.
Has anyone cancelled because they didn't get married?
Oh, controversial.
No, not
with us anyway.
Maybe they got divorced afterwards.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Like, share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.